With SDPB News, I'm Jackie Hendry. Tribal reservations, as sovereign governments, have the authority to collect taxes. Eight tribes within South Dakota's boundaries, along with the National Congress of American Indians, are taking steps to make sure that authority remains intact. On April 17th, South Dakota goes before the U.S. Supreme Court to argue that out-of-state and online vendors should collect and remit sales taxes from South Dakota customers. Tribes have filed a friend of the court brief to make sure the opinion does not inadvertently disturb their current taxing authority. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
Derek Bietzo is an attorney representing the National Congress of American Indians. He says the tribes did not file their amicus brief to support one side or the other. Tribes want to make sure the opinion does not inadvertently allow the state to tax reservation residents or take away tribes' authority to impose sales taxes on their own members.
We know that the Supreme Court, when they're looking at an issue, sometimes they look at that issue very narrowly. We want to make sure that there's not unintended consequences that affect tribes' inherent regulatory authority to tax.
He says current tax law has been hammered out over generations of congressional action and Supreme Court decisions. And he says as the online marketplace grows, Congress continues to consider legislation to accommodate states' needs while protecting tribes' interests.
The Marketplace Fairness Act is a bill that's been pending before Congress for several different sessions, and we've had support within that bill, which specifically recognizes tribal taxing jurisdiction in the current version.
Bietzo says online shopping is important to reservation residents who might otherwise have to drive long distances to find products in stores. And he says tribal governments need tax revenues to offer services to their constituents. His contentions are echoed in the amicus brief, which notes that self-determinism and economic self-sufficiency in Indian country rely on income from tribal taxes and immunity from state and local taxes. Tribes joining in the amicus action are Cheyenne River, Crow Creek, Flandreau-Santee, Lower Brule, Oglala, Rosebud, and Yankton Sioux tribes, and the Sisseton-Wahpeton-Oyate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
And Victoria Wicks has been reporting on this case, South Dakota versus Wayfair, since the end of August, when it was heard before the state Supreme Court. For past coverage, go online to listen.sdpb.org and find links to this story. South Dakota State girls basketball tournaments head into semifinal play today. Thursday's games at the Class B tournament in Aberdeen brought losses to three of four higher seeds. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
Of the four first-round games Thursday at the Barnett Center, just one went down to the final seconds. The end result is Ethan's 37-36 win over Sully Buttes. The Rustlers have spent the season without a single senior on the team. Ethan coach Tom Young says much of the leadership has fallen on junior Carly Gustafson.
This is her fourth year in the state tournament and her fourth year on the varsity, and she's taken the leadership role, but we also have some guards there that took a while. You know, they're sophomores, but they're starting, and you know, I've watched them develop, especially over the last 10 games or so, and they have some good leadership on the floor. We don't really have any, you know, strong vocal people. Carly's not a vocal person, but she leads by example.
Gustafson scored 16 points to help Ethan to the win. The Rustlers will take on Hanson in tonight's semifinal game. That winner meets either Castlewood or Trip Delmont Armor for the State Class B Championship on Saturday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Aberdeen.
Winners in the Class A tournament Thursday were Madison, West Central, St. Thomas More, and McCook Central Montrose. Games in the A tournament continue today in Watertown. And the South Dakota panel has endorsed updating the state legislature's anti-harassment rules to include social media. The Joint Legislative Procedure Committee voted in favor of the change Thursday. The proposal states harassing or offensive behavior may include electronic communications. Both chambers of the legislature must adopt the update for it to take effect. House Speaker Mark Mickelson sponsors the update. He says it's a clarification of what many may constitute harassing or offensive behavior in the legislature's code of conduct. South Dakota weather today, partly cloudy south, mostly cloudy north, highs in the 30s east, 40 to 50 southwest, and tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light snow west and southeast, lows in the 20s. For SDPB News, I'm Jackie Hendry. Innovation with guest host Lori Walsh is next on listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.